Ordonez paused a moment. But, he went on, as I say, these are not ordinary narcos. Major Alejandro Vincenzo of the Cuban Dirección General de Inteligencia is proof of that. Castillo thought, how the hell does he know that? And how the hell much more does he know? Excuse me? Castillo asked. Certainly someone of your background, Coronel, has considered that Vincenzo was here, possibly, even probably, in Paraguay, long before Lorimer went missing in Paris, and as their man on the scene was available to supervise the very professional kidnapping of Mrs. Masterson and the subsequent murder of her husband when they wanted to locate Lorimer, and their $16 million. Can you define they and their? Castillo asked. Obviously, Vincenzo was a Cuban, but what is the connection between the Russian FSB and the Cuban Dirección General de Inteligencia? There are two possibilities. One, no connection here in this instance. Vincenzo was here to A, make money from the drug trade, and B, cause what trouble he could in the interests of Cuba. Or two, the Russians are involved for the same purposes, making money and causing trouble. I place more credence in the latter, in no small measure because of the murder of Lieutenant Colonel Viktor Zhdankov of the FSB in Punta del Este, and the presence of your friend, Alexander Pevsner. So far as I know, Pevsner is not under the FSB, Castillo said. And as a matter of fact, he as much as admitted to me that he had Zhdankov and Kennedy eliminated in Punta del Este. I suspected that, of course, and I appreciate your candor, which leads us right now to what I was going to come to eventually. From this point on, we will tell each other the truth. Duffy has lied to me. About what? Mons asked. It doesn't matter, Alfredo. But it is one more reason that I am worried about him and this situation. I want to have nothing whatever to do with him as he goes after these narcos. Does that bring us back to my question about you escorting us to the Buquebus terminal? Castillo asked. Listen to what I am saying, please, Coronel. I said I wanted to have nothing to do with Duffy in what he's going to do. I am prepared, with the understanding that we will tell each other the truth to help you with your helicopters. The truth about everything, and that includes El Señor Pevsner. Castillo met his eyes. So far as I know, Castillo repeated, Pevsner is not under the FSB. That's the truth. He almost certainly has flown things around for them, but he has also flown things around for the CIA. But again, so far as I know, he is no more an asset of the Federalnaya Slujbe Bezopasnosti than he is an asset of the Central Intelligence Agency. Munz added, and, other than what Carlos has just said, I found no connection between him and the FSB when I worked for him. Ordóñez looked at Munz a moment, nodded, then said, I have to ask you something, Alfredo. Munz made a go-on gesture. When you worked for him, Ordóñez said, who were you working for? Argentina, Munz said. But since we are telling the truth, I never turned the money Pevsner paid me over to CIDE. One more indelicate question, old friend, I have to ask. Who are you working for now? I am working for Carlos, Munz said, met Castillo's eyes, then looked back at Ordóñez. But we have the unspoken agreement between us that I am not working, and will not work, against Argentina. In this case, it should go without saying that this Hijas del Puta, or whoever else, the Dirección General de Inteligencia and or the FSB, are working against the best interests of my country. My conscience is clear, Jose. Before God, I have not, will not, sell out my country. Thank you, Ordóñez said. The problem we have here, I'm sure you will agree, is that Duffy also believes he's working for his country and can't, or doesn't want to, understand that his duty to Argentina is to turn over what he has to Cide and not embark on this mission to murder whoever killed and kidnapped his men. He let that sink in for a moment, then added, I don't want you, by you I mean you and Colonel Castillo, working with Duffy. And you think I want to? Castillo said. What if I have to? Then I can't permit you to bring your helicopters into Uruguay. All I want to do is refuel helicopters at Estancia Shangri-La. They would be on the ground less than an hour, and they would not be coming back. An hour or two, plus whatever time it took them to reach the Estancia and then to leave Uruguayan airspace, Ordóñez corrected him. That's right. If I had your word and Alfredo's, I could arrange it so that you will not be working with Duffy. I can't give you my word, Castillo said. It's going to be hard, impossible, for me not to work with Duffy. Duffy's told me that unless I can get my superiors to order me to work under his orders and share my assets with him, I will have to leave Argentina within 24 hours. And I have to say this, if you hadn't run at the mouth, I wouldn't have that problem. Ordóñez considered that a moment, then almost visibly decided not to take offense. I ran at the mouth, an interesting phrase, before I understood what Duffy was planning to do, and before I discovered that he had lied to me. But the cow's out of the barn. It doesn't matter who opened the barn door, or when, or why. The damage has been done. And have your superiors ordered you to work with Duffy? Castillo hesitated before replying. Okay. Truth time. I have not asked my superior, but I'm going to call Duffy very soon and tell him that I have been ordered to do whatever he wants me to do.
You're taking that responsibility on yourself.
I have been ordered to get an American Drug Enforcement Administration agent back from his kidnappers. The order carried with it the authority to do whatever I have to do to get him, his name is Timmons, back. There is no point in me calling my superior when I know his answer will be to do whatever I have to do. Ordóñez nodded. Coronel, let me tell you about my superior. Superiors. Nominally, I am under the authority of the Minister of the Interior. But when a situation has international implications, I get my directions from the foreign minister as well. Actually, for purposes of credible deniability, I get them from Deputy Foreign Minister Alvarez. It was Alvarez who decided with me that it was in the best interests of Uruguay to ascribe the murder of Lorimer at his estancia, the murder of Lieutenant Colonel Victor Zhdankov of the FSB, and Howard Kennedy in Punta del Este, and of course the deaths of Major Vincenzo and his five friends at Shangri-La, to internecine warfare in the drug business.